John Lindsay, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Tell us a little about yourself and what you've achieved in your tenure as commissioner.
I grew up in the Lebanon area and attended local schools, Lynn Benton and Oregon State University, owned my own mechanical contracting business, and eventually became a member of the Lynn County Board of Commissioners. Since I've been on the board, we've mainly concentrated on economic development issues and ease of businesses to grow. Some of the bigger achievements: construction of the first medical university west of the Mississippi in over 100 years in Lebanon, Oregon. Voters approving a veterans home in the Lebanon area also. And then expansions of the aerospace industry. We're not exactly known for that, but we do have the spare parts manufacturing for a lot of aerospace industry parts for around the world.
What do you see as the county's greatest needs, and how do you propose to address them?
The two largest needs probably are shared with much of Oregon. The first is predictability on economics, economic development, stability, and we try and work as much as we can to make that more acceptable for companies to expand or be here, because that has to do right with the second issue, which is jobs. We try and promote as much as we can, and I think we've done a pretty good job over the years on that.
And why should Lynn County citizens favor you over your opponent, Chance Keeney?
We have a lot of ongoing projects in the hopper right now that we've been working on, and I think that the community at large has learned to trust the current Board of Commissioners.
Do you support continuation of the Lynn Law Enforcement Levy, including the reopening of a jail wing?
Yes, that is something that the citizens of Lynn County, this is their ability to have a conversation with the board and the sheriff's office every 4 years. I think it's a good exercise of our democracy to allow them to vote on it. The issue with the 48 beds was the cutbacks in jail space for the prison system in the state of Oregon. What we want to do is reopen those under county authority to ensure that the bad guys do serve their time.
Meth has become the deadliest drug in Oregon, and Lynn County saw 6 related deaths in 2013.
Several years ago, this problem was really bad. Lynn County took the lead on being extremely aggressive on this, from anywhere from having a policy that any time we can come in contact with a drug house, we automatically tear it down. We have a very aggressive prosecution branch here that made sure that we go after these individuals. We have expanded mental health services for drug addiction for that and try and get people help, and an expanded drug court.
John Lindsay. We hear next from his challenger for the Lynn County Commissioner Position 1. Chance Keeney, welcome.
Good morning, Claude.
Tell us a little about yourself and what in your recent past qualifies you to be Lynn County Commissioner.
I've been on the Sweet Home School Board for the last 7 years. I've been on the LBCC Budget Committee.
Lynn Benton Community College.
Which I think is a stepping stone to possibly being a Lynn County Commissioner. It's given me a lot of overview on a political position and the ability to take stands and think about a subject and then stick to it.
And Chance, what do you see as the county's greatest needs, and how do you propose to address them?
I think the greatest county need is the very high unemployment rate. Lynn County needs more family wage jobs. That's on everybody's mind. Let's get some more good jobs back in Lynn County.
Why should Lynn County citizens favor you over your opponent, John Lindsay?
Because John's been in there for 16 years. Does Lynn County know if they're missing something when you have an incumbent that's been in there for so long? I believe he's done an adequate job. But if they vote in me, they have a chance to stir the pot up a little bit and get some new ideas in there.
And Chance, do you support continuation of the Lynn Law Enforcement Levy?
Yes, I do. Law enforcement, especially out in the rural area for the sheriffs and stuff, is very important to us. We need to get those beds opened up too. I do support it. If I was put in office, I would be given a chance to really look at the budgets and maybe find some other way to keep asking taxpayers to pay more and more and more and more. I think it could probably be helped out with the county general fund.
Meth has become the deadliest drug in Oregon, and Lynn County saw 6 related deaths in 2013.
We need to put the people to work. The county needs to work with the cities as far as repeat offenders. When I go to work at 2:00 in the morning, you see several people out there walking around with backpacks in the dark, you know, hanging around the all-night stores. And those people should be working. If they were working, they would be less concerned with getting drugs. There's not an easy answer. I've traveled all over Lynn County with my job. I've lived in there all my life. You go up the canyon, as people call it, up around Mill City. The timber industry used to be booming up there. There's a couple really big mills that provide good jobs for people, but you can see there was once a thriving industry, and people have kind of got caught. So what do those people do? Some people might go down the path of just living for the moment, the drug end of things, because it's readily available out there. Without the law enforcement to enforce it and jobs, I'm afraid there's a lot of people that's went down that alley.